The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 161, Interview with the Wacky Chickens. Today's show is brought to you by A Long Expected Party 2, There and Back Again. Another Lord of the Rings themed event is in the works. ALEP 2, There and Back Again 2011 is returning courtesy of the same wonderful people who brought you A Long Expected Party held at Shaker Village in Harrodsburg, Kentucky in September of 2008. This exciting event will feature storytelling, music, adventures, language, and lore, all inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings novels. Come celebrate a reenactment of the Great Halls of Gondor, the beautiful forested elven outpost of Rivendell, and the peaceful green hills of the Shire. Join us September 28th through October 2nd, 2011, for a weekend you will never forget. Find out more details at alep2.us.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival podcast. My name is Matt Letter. And that was A Farewell to Praddies by Circled by Hounds from their CD, Chasing Our Tails. So how is everybody doing out there? I hope you had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day, full of lots of singing and music and gallivanting and whatnot. I know I had a great time at a party where we had a lot of musicians who just grabbed instruments, started playing and singing, and it was a great way to celebrate. So if you had a very good St. Patrick's Day story, please do share it on our Facebook, and we will see who has the best. But for now, let's get back to some music. This is The Bonnie Ship the Diamond by Bowie from Workin' the Anaconda Mine.
The diamond is a ship, my lads, for the Davis Straits bound. And the Kate is all garnished with the Bonnie lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean wide. Where the sun it never sets, my lads, no darkness dims the sky. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail. The Bonnie ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for a whale. The Kay and Peterhead, the lasses stand around with their shawls all pulled around them and their salt tears running down. Now don't you cry, me bonny lass, though you'll be left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's ice before we change our mind. And it's cheer up, lads, let your hearts never fail. The bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise a Mary Jane. Here's a health to the valor of Montrose and the Diamond Ship of Fame. We'll wear the trousers of the white and the jackets of the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll have sweethearts anew. And it's cheer up, lads, let your hearts never fail. The Bonnie Ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Day and night when the Greenland lads return with a ship that's full of oil, me lads, and money for to burn. We'll make the cradles for the rock and the blankets for the tear, and every lass in Peterhead sings hush-a-bye, my dear. And it's cheer up, lass, let your hearts never fail. The Bonnie ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, lass, let your hearts never fail. The Bonnie ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. The Bonnie ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
I served on the Charles, a fair privateer, but our pay, it was weeks overdue. The crew's morale was low and the captain was drunk, and sadly this was nothing new. So while he slept, we cut line and sailed out. They called it polite mutiny. When he awoke, we put him in a boat and began our life of piracy. With a crew of 150 and 46 guns, we sailed the Arabian Sea. We found four pirate ships and enlisted their aid, and each of their captains agreed. Pilgrims and merchants both used this route when their spices and silks were all sold. If our timing was right, the ships would be slow, weighed down by all the silver and gold.
my wicked, wicked ways, and those wicked, wicked days when the blood and the gold poured down just like the rain. That wicked, wicked sea and my most wicked company when they screamed for my head in England, France, and Spain.
Our crews, they all roared as they saw a great ship and readied as our prize drew near. With 400 rifles and 40 big guns, ship felt it had nothing to fear. With our second shot, the mainmast was lost. They knew they had nowhere to run. Firing their rifles, the crew swarmed the deck while quickly reloading the guns. A cannon exploded and bodies were thrown, the deck covered in carnage and fire. We pulled alongside and readied to board, her treasure now our one desire. Standing on deck, 30 slave girls were armed and dressed up to look like the crew. While down in the hold, their brave captain wept, for he knew that his time it was through.
My wicked, wicked ways and those wicked, wicked days when the blood and the gold poured down just like the rain. That wicked, wicked sea and my most wicked company when they screamed for my head in England, France, and Spain.
We fought our way down till we got to a hatch that led to the frigate's main hold. We all stared in wonder at what we had found, a sight just too great to behold. There were chests overflowing with jewelry and gems, and that is just where it began. More than 1,000,000 pounds worth of silver and gold, enough to make kings of each man. The crew then embarked on an orgy of rape and plunder that lasted 5 days. We tortured their crewmen until we had found where each secret hiding place lay. And in a cabin with walls lined in gold, I found there my favorite prize. The Emperor's daughter who stared back at me with smoldering charcoal for eyes.
My wicked, wicked ways and those wicked, wicked days when the blood and the gold poured down just like the rain. That wicked, wicked sea and my most wicked company when they screamed for my head in England, France, and Spain.
We loaded our ships with all they could hold and left them not even a scrap, and headed then to the nearest port, our hope to outrun any traps. 1/2 ton of ivory and the ship that I loved bribed us our way onto shore. We split up the treasure and went our own ways, and with pirates I sailed nevermore. I built me a palace and lived like a king, paid for with ill-gotten gold. The Emperor's daughter and my secret I kept while I comfortably grew old. My life as a pirate was short, that is true, but my exploits are all known quite well. For those of you who say that crime doesn't pay, Captain Avery, that's me, says like hell.
My wicked, wicked ways and those wicked, wicked days when the blood and the gold poured down just like the rain. That wicked, wicked sea and my most wicked company when they screamed for my head in England, France, and Spain. When they screamed for my head in England, France, and Spain. When they screamed for my head in England, France, and Spain.
And that was Agincourt Carol by Silent Lion from Into the Medieval World. Before that one was The Parting Glass by the Rosewood Guild from Forever and a Day. And before that, the Jolly Rogers with Wicked from Cutlass, Cannon, and Curves. Up next is my interview with the Wacky Chickens. Enjoy! Hi, this is Matt Letter with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I'm here with the Wacky Chickens. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Rosie Cole.
And I'm Rosie Cole's husband, Lloyd Brandt. I'm the rooster in the act.
And I'm the hen.
And can you tell us a little bit about your act and what you do out here?
Sure. Go ahead, rooster.
Well, we've been working together at Renaissance Festivals for 27 years. We originally started as a European-style clowns. And our company was and still is called Theater of Fools. And we did a finale trick years back where we brought somebody up on stage. We made him cluck like a chicken, lay eggs, and out of the eggs a live chicken appeared. And it became such a signature piece of our work that we eventually morphed into anthropomorphic chickens.
So now we're chickens instead of European-style clowns.
Yeah, and the whole choice of chickens. You know, if you read Shakespeare, King Lear, you'll see the fool is always referring to his coxcomb as his headgear, and that's one of the inspirations of the chickens.
Fascinating. I didn't know that you would actually, that the jesters or the fools would actually dress up like animals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
In fact, there's another, I forget the, you know, he's a famous director, but Seventh Seal, you see, is very well depicted medieval times, and they follow this fool and his family, and they're up on stage, and their whole act is clucking like chickens. And I remember, you know, I didn't realize I had never seen the movie, And somebody said, "Yeah, I always think of you and Rosie as out of Seventh Seal." I'm like, "Oh, I have to see it." And then I'm looking at it like, "Oh my God, that's our act! They're literally doing our act, you know, like after the fact." But that's, you know, when you come up with something, it sometimes has universal.
And so what is your process for building up your bits and making all the chicken related skits that you do?
Our process works out of maybe we might come up with a magic trick or a musical instrument that I might want to play, and then we build a beginning, middle, and end, and then we put it in front of an audience, and it becomes what it becomes from being in front of an audience, or that's for street theater.
Yeah, specifically about Renaissance work, the audience is our director, and we come up with the germ of an idea, and the audience informs us what's funny and what's not funny. And often the idea that we start with is nothing like the piece or the routine that we end up with. Because most, you know, you just have to get a structure, put it out in front of the audience, and, you know, it becomes created right there in front of the audience.
Right, and it helps.
And with the audience.
And it's important to know where you're going. How to wrap it
up.
To have
the beginning, middle, and end.
Beginning, middle, and end.
You have a basic structure, and then it's filled in through improvisation in front of a live audience.
Like Lloyd juggles ping pong balls out of his mouth, and I play my one-person band to him, and then I play at the wrong time or interrupt or whatever, and so then it becomes this antagonism between the two characters, and he's trying to do a trick, and I'm planning to play the music, and then finally we get to the end.
Yeah, or a really good example is just as far as the chickens is, we were in upstate New York at the Sterling Renaissance Festival, and I'm wearing my rooster, you know, hat for the first time. You know, it looks like an actual chicken with actual chicken feathers and a coxcomb and a beak and eyeballs and everything, except you can see my face like a shaman's cowl it's patterned after, and I'm happily going through the Renaissance Festival, and the village fool comes up to me and wants to eat me for lunch. And I had never thought that I would be, you know, that would be a choice anybody would make. I'm just having this goofy character, and this the fool all of a sudden wants you know, dine on me for lunch. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I start to immediately, I don't know what to do. I'm shocked. And so I start to cry. And he just, all of a sudden, all his power is vanished. He has no power, you know, but we gather this huge crowd, and he's like, all of a sudden, no, I'm so sorry. And he starts apologizing, and I took his power away completely, and discovering that that's even a potential with the character. Then I started seeing this sea of audience members all eating turkey legs. I'm like, oh my, what, this is, what an amazing
you
playground.
Gold.
It was gold, and it's so funny how so many people then still came up to me, like, ha ha ha, with a turkey leg, and you know, chomping in front of me, and proposing it, you know, as it was their idea in the first place. So it's just one of those, you know, it's just a discovery of, oh, this is a universal source for a whole new direction in our work.
Great.
So that was a fun discovery.
What advice would you give to a person who's trying to play a fool type character on the street?
Well, I mean, there's lots of characters that one can choose. It helps to understand that you're know your character and the motivation of your character, and have that sort of a little bio about yourself, that what your purpose is in life. Like if you're the baker and your purpose in life is to feed the village, or if you're the doctor that's looking for a liver for someone or something, you know, whatever it is, whatever you're, for me, if you're a village character, I like the whole idea of you having motivation. And then if you're, of course, a show, that's a different story. That's, you know, a stage act has to build a story, but I see some amazing characters, and it helps to be trained. And I think if you take theater classes or improv classes, then you understand how to play with people on the street and what people propose you go with, and you're very open to sharing what you're doing with everyone around you, the characters around you, and then you learn how to bring in the audience.
Yeah, a fool will have a foible, you know, something that, you know, is their Achilles heel, something vulnerable, you know, like for the chicken is like he could be consumed at any moment, you know. But then also the motivation, you know, what is any character that you're building, what is their motivation like? Like if you know what who you are as a character, then any situation that is presented to you on the street, the choice as that character is the correct choice. And you have the structure in which to create theater and conflict and audience interest and focus.
So where will you be? What Renaissance festivals can people find you at?
Well, actually, we're almost completely off the road now.
With
Renaissance festivals, we toured for 25 years.
Wow.
But now we are trying to stay more locally in the Twin Cities area. And
Lloyd's been writing grants, and we've been getting some traction there to produce our own work.
This year I have about $88,000 worth of grants.
Congratulations.
That's
great.
To produce and present full evening shows. We have four full evening shows that we've created here locally with funding support from the likes of the Minnesota State Arts Board.
Which we'd like to thank.
Thank you, Minnesota State Arts Board. Thank you, the citizens of Minnesota, for voting in the constitutional amendment, the legacy amendment, to support the environment and the arts here in Minnesota. Thank you, citizens of Minnesota.
Yes.
And we have a product. We have that we're selling. That
and you have a website that people can go to
get
that
product? Oh, yeah, we can go to www.theaterofffools.com. Theater spelled R-E.
And you can find information about the Wacky Chicken Show, about all of our different shows that we produce. And you can also find out about a product that we sell called the Emergency Clown Nose, Healing in a Bottle. But you can come see us at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival until this first week in October.
Yep.
If you want to see us outdoors and always look, you never know where we're going to be.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for letting me talk with you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
The remains of the wild boar are going cold on the table, and the clan are resting around the fire. The ale is flowing freely, but then Uncle Ned calls for a tale. But where's the bard? Drunk and unconscious under the table. That's when you need the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside. A fresh tale from the best-loved legends twice a month and available from CelticMythPodShow.com. And the bard can hear it later.
Hear ye, hear ye! The Renaissance Festival Podcast News!
Brought to you by Keep It Cool with a Mud Bath and the Mud Brothers. Announcing the winners of the Renaissance Festival Awards 2010 will be published in issue number 178 of the Renaissance magazine. Camelot premieres April 1st on Stars and Netflix. Black Death, opening soon, is a dark movie about the horrors of the plague. Your Highness, a comedy film based in a medieval fantasy, coming out soon. The most highly anticipated television show of the year, Games of Thrones, premieres on HBO April 17th. While Matt and I were at MarsCon in Minnesota, March 4th through the 6th, the music track helped Mark Gunn raise some money for his daughter's bills. Magical Realm postage stamps. From the legend Tales of King Arthur to the million-sold books of Terry Pratchett and J.K. Rowling, people across the UK have always enjoyed epic tales of magic adventure. So for the first time ever, you'll be able to get a selection of Magic Realm stamps, available only in the UK. There has been a lot of questions about this year's Hall of Fame winners. We hope to make the announcement of the winners sometime in May. If you have any news, post it on Facebook or email it to us. And this has been the news. Reminding you how to survive a Renaissance Festival tip of the week is Amazing the Muggles. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
And let's get back to the music. This is The Dregs with The Rigs from Thank You, Sir, May I Have Another.
I've seen the glow on the sea tonight. How well I know the dreadful sight. With two rigs gone since Tuesday last, I fear the waiting will soon be past.
Hush now, baby, it's time to sleep. Let's pray the Lord our souls to keep. Your daddy's still out on the sea. Hush now, darling, and pray with me.
Our livelihood was the fishing trade, me gutting herring, him on the waves. But the catch was less, and our needs were more. 'Twas hard to be part of the working poor.
Hush now, baby, it's time to sleep. Let's pray the Lord our souls to keep. Your daddy's still out on the sea. Hush now, darling, and pray with me.
So the boat was sold and the nets hung out, and he signed on as a roustabout, coaxing oil from the cold North Sea to pay the rent and buy our tea.
Hush now, baby, it's time to sleep. Let's pray the Lord souls to keep. Your daddy's still out on the sea. Hush now, darling, and pray with me.
I've seen the glow on the sea tonight. How well I know the dreadful sight. With two rigs gone since Tuesday last, I fear the waiting will soon be past.
Hush now, baby, it's time to sleep. Let's pray the Lord our souls to keep. Your daddy's still out on the sea. Hush now, darling, and pray.
Thank you. to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will ye go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling to be. Will you go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will ye go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling to be. Will I go to the Highlands with you, sir? I'm afraid that never can be, for I know not the land that you come from, or even the name you go with. Will you go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will you go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling to be. Now, lassie, I think you know little. If you say that you do not know me, for my name is Lord Ronald MacDonald, a chieftain of high degree. The Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay. Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will you go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling to be. So she's taken her skirt of green satin and tilted it up to the knee, and she's gone with Lord Ronald MacDonald, his bride and his darling to be. Get up, Lizzie Lindsay. You've lain o'er long in the day, for ye should have been helping me mother at milking the yows and the kyes. Then slowly rose Lizzie Lindsay, and a small tear came to her eye, saying, if I were in Edinburgh City, then the Highlands would ne'er see me. Will you go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will ye go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling to be. So he's taken her to a high mountain and bade her look out to the sea, saying, I'm lord of these lands and these islands. My wife and my darling are ye. Will you go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will ye go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling to be. to go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will you go to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling to be. My pride and my darling to be.
Oh, the summertime is come, and the trees are sweetly blooming. Wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme out around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower near yon high crystal fountain, and on it I will shower all the flowers of the mountain. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme out around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? My true love will not go, I can surely find another where the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Who will go? Ah, lassie, go. And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme out around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? I will build my love a shelter on yon high mountain green. Yes, my love, she is the fairest that this mountain has ever seen. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme out around the blooming heather. Will ye go?
And that was Wild Mountain Thyme by Craig of Farrington from Blue Upon Blue. Before that, Lizzie Lindsay by Jesse Linder and Friends from Easy and Free. And before that one, Castle of Dromoor by Abby Green from Enini. We want your comments and suggestions. Email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. We want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, and interacts with us on our various forums. A very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases of music through renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Well, that's it for this week. Hope you have a great time recovering from all your festivities. And be sure to send us a message if you know of something that's happening in the Renaissance Festival world that we haven't added on our news. I know that Tony Artem, who is looking after our Facebook page, is always eager to have tips that he can post to get the word out to everyone. Last up, we're going to play O Giannis by Gypsy Gorilla Band from their CD Greco Ernie. Have a great week, everyone. Talk to you later.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.